When I speak of this, many people begin to speak about being legalistic. Legalistic is just a smart aleck old term some theologian invented. It's not the Bible. Why don't these preachers talk in terms that are scriptural? They always got to get some big 75-cent word, you know, and bring it out and say, oh, beloved, the theological guidelines that we go by has confirmed that most of the people today that claim to be holy are only legalistic. Now, what does that mean? It means that we obey God, see, and they don't believe in obeying God. That's all it means. That we believe when God said you won't steal, you don't steal. And when he said live holy, that's what he meant. When he said for a woman to obey her husband, not to blaspheme the word of God, we believe that, see. When it says black is black and white is white, that is sin is sin and righteousness is righteousness, we believe what it says. Oh, that's legalism. Oh, baloney. I ain't got no more respect for these old theologians I got for Khomeini over there ripping and snorting in Iran. I tell you right now, I respect the word of God and a holy man of God and these other birds. I have no respect for them. I want them to know. All right, here's what God says in 1 Peter 1. The church needs to get back to holiness and sanctification as the early church, and it's going to be purified and purged and restored. 1 Peter 1 and 2, elect. How do we get in God's favor? How do we get in this family of God? How do you get them, adopted or born again or brought into the family of God to become God's elect? Here it is. You're the elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. How? Through sanctification of the Spirit. I knew when I got sanctified as good as I did when I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I got sanctified. Something happens to you there, it cleans that old inside out, and you feel just as free of them old perversions and appetites and fleshly desires. It just all's cleaned up. It seems like you breathe about down to your shoes instead of just down here to your bottom of your lungs. You're so free and clean inside. He said you're the elect of God through sanctification. That's of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And how do you stay sanctified? Unto obedience. Or you're not going to stay sanctified unless you obey the Lord. Unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise God. All right, let's go a little further. Verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end that is to be brought in, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ as obedient children. We've got to be obedient children to stay in God's grace and favor. Not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which is called you is holy, so be you holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Well, nowadays the church don't believe that. Oh, you can just ask God to forgive you. Well, you want to ask God to forgive you for if you live holy? You don't have to go around always apologizing for your little stupidity and your sins and ungodliness and worldliness and rebellion. Lord, if you're not a rebel, what do you got still on your knees for? The Bible says, further, I was over in Hebrews 5 a while ago, the last verse, about strong meat belongeth to them that if their senses exercises discern both good and evil. The next verse is in Hebrews 6 and 1. And it says, now that scripture slipped. I know it doesn't know my name, but it went away. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. Going to perfection. Praise God, going where you don't have to stay on your knees repenting all the time. Lord's going to have a repentant church without spot or blemish that don't need to get out of here. Forgive me, Lord, I've been a little vagabond again. God's tired of vagabonds. He's going to have some holy saints, beloved, and they're the ones that's going when Jesus comes. The rest is going to be left right here to go through all the stinking wrath of God and the rest of it. You know, God's even going to be gathering together his elect after the Battle of Armageddon and after the terrible, bold judgments of Revelation, the 16th chapter. Did you know that? Matthew 24, it reveals it very specifically. In verse 29, he said, Jesus said, immediately after the tribulation of those days, he said, the angels shall come forth with a great sound of a trumpet, and they'll gather together his elect from the four winds of the earth, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. They'll be getting God's elect together. What are them folks doing down here? They said them hard-headed customers that even the judgments of God couldn't even persuade to live holy. Brother, if you want to go through the wrath of God, you can go through it. But I know the Bible reveals a catching away somewhere out there in the distance. And if there's any way to get in that group, I'm going to be there. But I know one thing, we're going through some fire and tribulation to get purged and clean and sanctified and made holy and united with the fear of God and the glory of God on us before Jesus shall have this church in any way. So you might as well get ready for it, all right? Verse 22 of 1 Peter 1. Seeing you've purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Now, how do you purify your soul? By obeying the truth. And that means the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You're not going to just obey a little tidbit here, a little some kind of a little ordinance over there and think, whoa, got it made. I'm so religious. Why the Lord couldn't reject me? But if he gets everybody religious, I wouldn't even want to be in heaven with them. Bunch of religionists. I want to be up there with saints, beloved, and I'm going to prepare myself to live with saints, not with a bunch of vagabond Christians that live like the flesh and the devil in the world. And I'll tell you, God's going to purify this church and bring them out from among the heathen, among the people of the world. Let me give you some scripture here, how the Lord said what he's going to do about this mess in Ezekiel 22. God said in verse 25, there's a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, the church of old, and like a roaring lion there devouring the prey. Verse 26 says, her priests have violated my law. They profane my holy things. They put no difference between the holy and profane. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean. And verse 28 says, and her prophets have daubed them with tempered mortar, with untempered mortar. Been daubed, the church has, with untempered mortar. Untempered mortar means a perverted form of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're putting the blocks in of the temple of God together, and God says, I'm going to rend it with a stormy wind and with an overflowing hail and a flood, and the wall which these prophets have daubed with untempered water is going to fall, and I'm going to discover even the foundation of everybody that it's all corrupt and been built in unrighteousness. That's in Ezekiel 13. Now let's go to Ezekiel 23, rather. Next chapter. Verse 26, God said, this is a judgment I'm going to send upon the church. They'll strip thee out of thy clothes and take away thy fire jewels. All this here bunch of jewelry and makeup and looking like Jezebel and everything the world and Hollywood has to offer. And I'll make thy lewdness to cease from thee and thy whoredom. You brought it out of Egypt. See, it's worldly. Everything about it is totally worldly. God's not going to take it. Verse 30, I will do these things unto thee because thou'st gone a whoring after the heathen. The church today likes to be just exactly as much as they can like the stinking heathens all around them. See women in the church, the old ungodly, coming out dressed like men and just like Jezebel, all their hair cut off. They ain't doing nothing, the Bible said today. How can you go to heaven when you reject everything the Bible teaches that's holy? Ain't no way. Somebody's got to tell them. He goes on and said, you're polluted with your idols. You walked in the way of your sister, that Samaria, which God already gave up and gave him a writing of divorcement. Verse 40, said, you sent for men from far. You sent a messenger for him. That's to get you a preacher, preach like you want him to. And you came, and when he came, you washed yourself. You painted your eyes. You decked yourself with ornaments. You sat on a stately bed. You prepared mine oil and mine incense before these lewd old preachers you sent for. That's going to tell you can do what you want to do. God says, I'll dispatch a company upon you, and the righteous men will judge you as a woman that playeth a harlot. And I'll send a company that'll stone you with stones and dispatch you with swords and slay your sons and your daughters and burn your houses with fire. And I'll cause lewdness to cease out of the land, that all women may be taught not to do after your lewdness. These are women in the church God's talking about. God don't care how a prostitute dresses out here on the street corner. She don't even belong to him. God don't care about the worldly crowd out on the beach in their ungodly bikinis and showing their cracks and crevices and their forms and silhouettes and everything else to stir up lust. That's all it does, just creates lust in the opposite sex. Out of lollygagging and goggling and goo-gooing. Oh, what a beautiful form. Just this ungodly old adulterous mess. Why, let them go. If they belong to the world, let them help themselves. But what God's talking about is when one of his godly persons, one of his saints, or they ain't no saints, at least somebody that at least has been a Christian, gets involved in these pagan and heathen customs, then God says, I've got your number, and I'm gonna send judgment on you. I'll chasten you till you become a partaker of my holiness. See, the Bible's full of these things. In 2 Chronicles 33 and 9, the Bible said Manasseh made Jerusalem and Judah to sin and do worse than the heathen which God had cast out before them. Preachers today in the church are causing God's people to do worse than the heathens are doing. I see it right in churches myself. In Jeremiah, the second chapter, listen at this. Talking about the charts, this is prophecy. Verse 33. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? God asked the church. Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. The church of today can teach the world how to live immodestly and ungodly, in rebellion against the word of God. Now, God shows Jeremiah here the church in tribulation that's gone the way of the world in the fourth chapter, verses 30 and 31. Listen to this. All right, he tells about the tribulation here in 23, verses 23, Jeremiah 4, 23 through 29. Listen, he said, I saw the earth without form and void. The heavens had no light. I saw the mountains, they trembled. All the hills moved lightly. All this is found in Revelation 16. I beheld, and there was no man, and all the birds of the heaven fled. I beheld, the fruitful place was a wilderness. All the cities were broken down at the presence of the Lord by his fierce anger. And he said, for this, the whole land will be desolate, yet I'll not make a full end. This is not total destruction. It's judgment from God. He said, for this, verse 28, the earth will mourn. The heavens will be black. I have spoken it, I have purposed it, I will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. The whole city will flee for the noise of the horsemen and bowmen. They'll go into thickets, climb up on rocks. Every city will be forsaken, not a man dwell therein. Verse 30, church, when you're spoiled, what will you do? Though thou clothest thyself with crimson, this is worldly dress, though thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold, put them in your ears, put it around your neck, doll up you want to. Though you rent your face with painting, paint your eyes and put on that clown's attire and look like a Jezebel and a harlot. It says, in vain you'll make yourself fair. Your lovers are going to despise you. The worldly crowd in the church is still not going to like you. They know what you're doing. They know you're trying to cover up to keep from having persecution because you bear a cross for Jesus. They know what you're up to. But here's that woman in the tribulation. The type of the church. Verse 31 of Jeremiah 4. I've heard of voices of a woman in travail. This is when the Lord's going to send change.